We made a self-adhesive bandage.
Our product is 90% soy-based paperboard product, so it would be used in packaging.
Our product is a probiotic fertilizer that not only aids in nutrient uptake, but it helps keep the soil viable and promotes overall soil and plant health.
Those products and 12 others were in contention for the big grand prize, but this year's award went to Team Soy Silk, comprised of Purdue freshman Ben Gottlieb and Purdue junior Kyle Hahn.
So we actually created the first ever soybean-based plastic-free baby wipes with 92% of soybean content in it.
Hahn, who's pursuing a bachelor's degree in biological engineering from the Department of Agricultural and Biological Engineering at Purdue, explains how they came up with the idea.
90% of the baby wipes on the market contains plastic. It's the main reason why it cannot be flushable, because it will clog the sewage and creates a water pollution, a plastic pollution. So we came up with the solution by identifying the problem first. And another big reason, I actually interned in one of the biggest baby wipes manufacturer, and I learned that this kind of problem is something that needs to be solved right now. We utilized the resource from Purdue and come up with a solution.
Now, prior to learning they had won the $20,000 prize, I asked Hahn what it would mean to him if they did win.
I think a big point about being a Boilermaker is just the whole Purdue spirit. So if I win first place, then we can 100% say that Purdue helped us utilize the resource to create a solution that's the global environment is suffering right now. So that would be something I'm really proud of.
Soybean farmers, you'll like this. One of the biggest takeaways for Hahn after competing in the student soybean competition?
So soybean is actually a very versatile agricultural crop that we notice. It can make into everything, like if I'm going to be honest. So soybean is it's now a very kind of magical thing for me that we definitely know its potential and that we can solve a lot of problems by using soybean.
Hahn's teammate Ben Gottlieb is studying finance at Purdue's Mitch Daniels School of Business. When asked what support they needed from the ag industry for future success, Hahn closed the program Wednesday night by telling the crowd that he and Gottlieb are both still in search of a summer internship. You can read more on this at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.